section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 13, Episode number 17 and number 105 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 special people this week. We have the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the 2019 KSL champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, the 2002 KSL champion, Mr. Brian Chateet, and the Dave Nanigay. So let's talk about who won the championship game this year for KSL. So who was it, Aaron?
Dave.
Which Dave?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
David
Dave.
David Pate Nanigay.
Yeah, the David Pate Nanigay. So they won. So
who won?
It's actually Dave Nanigay wins.
What?
Yeah, 2014 KSL champion, Mr. Dave Nanigay.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Name and everything. His name is on the belt. We also have our shield on the belt, if you can see that. The KSL shield.
Yay.
And we also have
the old school.
Yes. We also have, believe it or not, you can't see it on Skype, but we actually have the list of champions on here. And I'll put pictures on.
Is your name on there, Andy? I couldn't see. Is it on there?
It must be on there somewhere.
Yeah.
I hate all of you guys. You guys all suck. I'm just saying that right now.
Don't worry, Boober. I'm right there with you.
So, Nanigay, I got to ask you, going into the start of the season, did you think you were going to win?
I felt I had a pretty strong team. I thought I had as good a chance as anybody to win it.
So what happened after you started off? I think it was like 1-3.
I had a streaky start. I won my first game, lost three, and then I think I won three. And then I think I lost my last three going into the playoffs. So I had a losing record actually going into the playoffs. I think I ended up 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
So I was,
my question for you, Dave, is how did it feel to be stat corrected to a loss?
That one hurt.
I forgot about that.
And to a team that had not won all season.
Yep. And I think we were the two highest. That was like the two highest scores of the whole year.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was.
So that one
at
hurt.
That point.
Yeah, at that point.
That does hurt. Just stings just a little bit. But yeah, is there anything else you want to ask? Dave, before he goes on to his rant that he has.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, his dissertation. Yes. So, Dave, are you ready?
I guess so.
All right, go.
I went in.
Wow, there's actually pages.
There could be, yeah.
He has a dissertation, dude.
You know, it was tough because I went into the playoffs, you know, with a losing record. And I had to play some of the most competitive teams in the history of KSL. These are teams that consistently contend for the prestigious Matchett Cup title. Teams that display the kind of intestinal fortitude that make the league so great to be a part of. And I also played Johnny Oberg. So it was a tough playoff run for me.
Oh. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think that's it.
So you had a bye week?
Yeah.
So I would like to say that had I made the eighth spot in the playoffs, I would be your champion this year.
You would?
Because I would have beat Dave Pate the week one.
But you didn't.
The second week I would have gotten to face Oberg, and I beat him. And the third week I put 283 points. And would have beat you, Nanigay.
Yep. I barely scored 200 that week. But you didn't make
the playoffs. Nanigay, taking a look real quick at the your road to the Matchett Cup. You know, you faced two teams that had three championships between them. So you really faced three former champions. And you faced Johnny Oberg. So what was the match against Oberg like for you?
Oh, that was such a relief. knowing that there was no possible chance for him to win. It was just because the other two games were so close. I shouldn't have won either one of the other two.
You shouldn't have.
Peyton Manning didn't show up the first week of the playoffs, and then the third week, I went to bed because I figured I had already lost. I was down 20 with A.J. Green still to play, and then he had A.J. Green and one defensive player, and I had the running back for Cincy, Jeremy Hill.
Yep.
The only way that I was going to win.
And what did we get Aaron, what was it? We were working out, and what happened? There was some notification saying that Hill went for like an 83-yarder or something like that?
Yeah, so Pate had messaged me saying, I just lost. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, I thought he was being like overly dramatic about something. And then he said, Green is out. And it was a holy crap. He probably is going to lose now. And I don't know if Green even got a target that entire match. But, you know, Hill, obviously, what had happened right afterwards, I think somebody had messaged me saying Hill just broke an 80 yarder for a touchdown.
That was right after AJ got hurt.
Yeah. Green did get a target one and he got his head taken off.
TJ Ward, that's my MVP.
TJ Ward?
TJ Ward, that's the one.
You know what the crappy part?
TJ Ward laid the hit on AJ Green.
I had that fucker on my team. He didn't do shit.
Hey, remember when you had Marshawn Lynch on your team, the guy who was like the third best running back in the league?
Just to let you know, when Lynch put up that 60 burger, guess who beat Day that week?
Hey, Andy, do you have the clips pulled from...
I said I'd pull them, but I did not pull them.
Oh, you didn't pull them?
I'll have to pull them.
What?
Okay, tell you what. At this marker right now, I will play those clips for you, okay?
So this episode will not be released until March of 2016.
Yay!
All right, I'm going to play them right now. Okay, so those were the clips. You guys didn't hear him. Blow me.
So anyways, did you know that Marshawn Lynch was the 11th best player in KSL this year?
Overall?
Yeah, overall. 11th best. Do you know what team he was not on?
I'd want him on my team.
I know, I would too. I would have traded my 24th pick like Dave did for him.
It was the 19th pick, if I'm correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But the key thing is that no matter what happened, Nanaga won. So, there.
Hi, Dave.
Anyway, so let's check out Dave. Dave has not seen the picture that you posted, Aaron. Mm. So, are we ready to show him?
Is this the championship?
Yeah, you should
picture?
Go to.
Okay, you ready?
I'm gonna click on Facebook.
Do I have clothes on? Nice. Oh, that's nice.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
That is the face of a champion right there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's awesome. KSL and Aaron Hughes like this.
Yeah, who else is going to like this picture?
Wait, where is it at?
It's on the Facebook.
Facebook.com/Kewanee Sports League.
Wow.
I will have to change myself so I'm not Kewanee Sports League anymore.
Yep. Liked. Now should we go through and tag everybody?
Yeah, let's tag people.
Oh yeah, we should probably tag Dave Nanagay in this. Just in case. So Andy, you had something very important that you were going to do, and I believe you were going to add, or you were going to pull some names for something. Is that correct?
Yes. Or Dave, do you want to say anything else about your championship this year? You didn't really rant that much.
No, I didn't. I just want to thank TJ Ward. I want to thank Section 86 and Section 86 Productions.
And Jeremy 86 Hill. Productions.
Wow.
I couldn't have done it without him.
So we have right now 6 likes for the picture.
Oh, thank God.
Is your mother one of them?
And Doug decided to add people. All right. Okay, so that is in the books. So we will present the belt to Dave. Pictures are going to be on Facebook.com. So Dave, here is your championship belt.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's wonderful. It's beautiful. Yep. You shined it up and
wear
everything.
Wear it with pride.
Yep, I shined it up for you. And then I turned that son of a bitch sideways.
That's good.
Oh, Velcro. Yeah, it looks good on you, dude. We'll get a picture to throw on the site as well.
Hey, Dave, I got to ask you. I know it's early, but do you think you're going to repeat?
Without a doubt.
Okay. So, are we ready to pick divisions?
Ready Let's as we'll ever be.
Okay. So, do we want to do division, then player?
No, do player, then division.
Okay. Now, let's talk about how these rules are. Only two people can be in the same division again. If it doesn't, we'll carry it over to the next division.
No, just...
Because we don't want three people in the same division.
Just no, pull. It'll be fine. All just right. Pull.
So, Dave?
Just pull. Doesn't matter who it is. If it happens to be the three people again in the same division, oh, well.
We'll just yell collusion.
Yeah.
Dave?
Are these...
Okay. Pull one out.
Just whip it out, Dave.
Whip it out. It is Eric.
Eric.
Eric, Ben Hefty. In what division?
Ben Hefty. In division number? Watch out. Andy put his balls in that.
Three.
Oh, in $5 below the... So he's going to be in the same division again. Good right. for him.
Yay.
Okay. Dave, I'll let you pick the next one.
Now, you guys have gone ahead and pulled my name aside, so I'm in my own division.
All right. This one's you.
Oh, it's me. And what division am I in?
Looks like two.
Again?
I'm in two? I can't see, so. Yeah, that... Aaron Hughes yeah, in the Wolves.
Huge glare on that one.
There.
There, you go. There we go.
It was a backwards two, but that's okay. So maybe you're in division five.
Oh, it looks like we've got Doug up next.
Oh. Yeah.
Doug is in division. Division? Two, don't say what it is.
PB&J. PB&J.
Oh, hey! All right. Whoa. I can duel.
Okay, next we've got
Joe. What division is Joe in?
Joe is in division.
Three threes in a row?
Number two. Number two. Number
you
two.
Pick three threes in a row?
Three. Wow, no! No!
What bullshit is this?
Damn it.
What do you got next?
I called it. I called it.
This one's Brian.
Oh my gosh.
Four threes in a row?
Oh, is that it? Division's done.
Yes!
Aaron, oh, that one's, who is it, Aaron, Doug?
It's Eric, Doug, Joe, and Brian.
Wow.
Wow, so Sweet. Three is done.
We have a bye week. You know what's funny, Doug?
So Palmer.
Yeah, I know, and his name is Brian Chetee.
Kevin.
Palmer was replaced by Brian, well, by Doug.
I was thinking Joe.
Kevin is in.
One. Oh, I kind of wanted to see Kevin versus Aaron again and again.
This one is, Palmer.
Palmer.
Two.
Ooh.
Number two. Yes!
Two!
Aaron, are you updating the spreadsheet?
Oh, no, well, I'm,
this
I am updating.
This Dave so. Pate.
Dave Pate is in division.
One. Please give one.
One! One. Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I don't want to be in that division. Oh, this one's me.
Dave Nanigay is... I'll show you first.
Oh.
Come on, one.
That's going to be tough.
Is it one?
Yeah.
One!
Oh.
Wow.
Pate and Nanigay get to face each other twice.
That is awesome.
Come on.
Right. Who's next?
Andy and two.
Please,
Andy and two.
Andy and one. Okay, it's Oberg.
Actually, I want Andy and two. Come on.
Oberg is
Oberg
in.
Oberg and one.
Oh.
Oberg and one! What?
Crazy.
Wow! I am now calling it. Oberg is out of the playoffs.
Boardman.
Holy.
Boardman is in two.
Yeah, and Andy, you are the final two. One, and you are in two.
Andrew.
So that's fitting that you get drawn last, Andy, because you'll be in last place.
All right, so we have in Division 1, Kevin Smith, David Pate, David Nanigay, and Johnny Oberg. In Division 2, we have Aaron Hughes, Ty Boardman, Ty Palmer, and Andrew, myself. In three, we have Eric Van Hefty, Doug Hahn, Joe Snyder, and Brian Chetee. So, Brian, what are your first thoughts about your division?
Oh, boy. Well, I might win it with these because, you know, Doug seems to get unlucky sometimes. And maybe it'll roll over to 2 years in a row. And Joe's a bye week.
Okay. Doug, what are your thoughts about your division?
I'm very happy with it. I think Brian underperforms almost every year, but somehow manages to win wins. So now that I'm in this division, I think I have a very good chance of winning it. My biggest competition being Hoofter, I think.
All right.
I can't wait until week one when these two play each other and they put up the two lowest scores. And somehow they tie each other at 110.
All right. So, Aaron, your first thoughts on your division?
I was very surprised that you drew the three so quickly.
The thing is, I mixed them up too. The last one, I went in deep. I was like, I'm going in deeper, and I pulled it out. I'm like, still third. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
He went fist deep.
He did.
Well, first of all, Palmer is. I took a look back. Palmer is good every other year. This past year, he was good, which means this year he's going to suck. So that's really good for me and the people in my division. Then we have Ty Borman, who, he does well sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't. And then we have the weakest link in the entire league, and that is the and Aru. And he, oh, man. You know, he got lucky this past year a couple of times. And I cannot wait to face this kid because, I mean, that's two straight wins that I'm going to get. So I'm going to call it right now 10-3 and your 2015 KSL champion.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Nanny?
My division looks stacked. I think we should redraw. How many titles does each division have?
Your division has four titles.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mine has three, and then the bottom one has one.
Yes! For now.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Interesting. It's nice to have some different divisions.
So you want to hear something interesting?
What's that?
Division three has one championship.
Wow. I'm glad Andy listens to people on this.
Oh,
hey,
Andy,
how do tiebreakers work again?
We are not talking about tiebreakers, fuckers.
Yes, we are.
All right, so I got all that stuff entered in now. So
now, what happens if you have a tiebreaker week one?
I hate you guys.
That's a legitimate question. I mean, you can't go back to last week because there is no previous week.
Oh, no, it's just a tie then.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, you are number one, I take it.
Well, you get the first pick overall to choose from, so what are you taking?
I'm thinking number one. What do you think?
Don't do it. Don't do it, Andy.
If that's your choice, do it.
No.
I have no
problem. Then Doug's going to take number two.
I'm going to go eight.
Okay.
Are you going to take Marshawn Lynch?
Number eight.
And trade
only
him.
To trade him to me for his 19th pick next year.
What? Why is everyone giving me shit about that?
Actually, you know what, Boober? I will go ahead and tell you right now. I will trade you my 15th round pick for Marshawn Lynch.
Okay, even if I don't have him, are you going to still accept that trade?
I just need Marshawn Lynch, yeah.
We'll see.
You know, from last year.
From last year.
I need to get into the playoffs and therefore win it all.
Anyways, all right, so we picked divisions, and my divisions, I got two weak links, Aaron being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Aaron will not go 10-3. We'll just say that right now. He's going to go at best 8-5 at best,
which is still very good and probably going to be the fourth seed then. So I will take that. I will take that.
Demon seed. Okay.
I'll go balls deep in you if you want.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
No matter how much you want to be inside.
So are we doing the draft now? Are we pulling names for the draft?
If you want to.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because if you take the number 8 seed, I've already said it, I am taking the number 1 seed overall.
And who are you going to pick?
I will stick by that.
All right, so we don't know what Borman's going to pick.
I was going to probably go with Bell.
That's a good choice.
Pending what his injury is right now, but I still think even with that, he'll be fine by the start of next year. Yeah. So probably Bell will be my first choice, also pending any drug-related suspensions.
Or switches.
Bell, he was one of the few players that actually played every game this year, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, there wasn't very many. Mm-hmm. Yeah, running back, anyways.
You know, I just realized I thought I was posting everything in here showing when the podcast was on, but I don't see it in here.
Is this relevant?
No, I'm just talking out loud again.
Ugh, again.
Well, could you actually edit this stuff out? You
know, no.
Leave it at where I marked something about Bell, and then you can you know, wherever we pick
all right,
up from.
So are we gonna? Okay, so let me get this right. We have to pick six players are in a lottery. So do we want to draw those names right now?
Just draw them right now, and then obviously, yep. If Boardman says, "Oh, I want to be number 7," then we just move the other people up. So
okay. Yep. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna have Dave. Let me mix these.
Reach
up.
Into your sack.
All right, Dave. Here's the deal. Pick one name out, and this person is the highest.
This person is the highest, meaning they're number 2.
And right now, we're gonna say this is gonna be the 4th. Because we're going to just make an assumption Kevin. That Ty is taken 2.
It's Kevin.
Kevin? Okay. Makes Kevin. Sense. Okay.
Let me draw.
Draw it again.
Congratulations.
You'll probably Kevin. Get quite a few Kevins.
He's going to take Peyton Manning.
Kevin is fallout. Currently.
Kevin takes Peyton Manning.
Despite him retiring.
Ty Palmer.
Palmer? Really?
Ty Palmer.
Was that the 3rd?
Well, that's just
so
for the
it's
second.
Kevin Smith, Ty Palmer.
Eric?
Eric.
Oh, wow.
FD.
Well, Brian, you're getting your wish. You're not going.
Oh my gosh.
Brian?
Aaron.
Brian?
Oh.
Brian. Right? 2 names left between me and Oberg.
Let's go, Brian. Oberg.
Yeah.
So, Brian gets it again.
Does he get 2 picks?
Yay. You get Aaron's pick in the 1st round.
Palmer.
Only to waste it on Robbie Gold.
Robbie Gold. And Johnny Oberg.
All right, so I then, as it stands right now, Oberg is now the 9th pick. I am number 10. Pate is 11. Nanage, you are 12. And you are a bastard. As it stands, we have Doug at 1. Ty would be 2. Joe would be 3. Kevin is 4. Palmer is 5. Booster 6. Brian is 7. Andy is 8. Oberg 9. Me 10. Pate 11, Nanage 12.
We're still looking for your name, Aaron. We haven't found it yet.
That's fine. I only had 1 in
it's
there.
It's because it wasn't in there. It wasn't in there to begin with.
Collusion. I want to see my name.
We're getting there. Hold
see
on.
See my name. See my name. That's he's now writing it down on Kevin. A piece of paper to show you.
Exactly.
We're still we're going through it. Hold on.
Oh, sure you are.
Brian.
Sure you are.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Brian. Kevin.
Eric.
This is taking forever. Kevin.
Yeah.
It's not in there.
Did you write his name down?
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, he just wrote it down.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, so they're all in there. All right, back in the pile.
Back to the pile.
So right now, you went over the draft order. What if Ty decides that he doesn't want to be where basically we put him at? What if he decides he wants to draft number 10?
Oh, then that's fine. Then, Everybody then we just move the pile up. Yeah.
All right, so
pretty easy.
So hopefully we'll get the draft. This is surprising. We've never done it this early, but
no, we haven't.
We got almost half the people in the league on the show, which is really nice.
I mean, mock drafts are going to start next week, aren't they?
Exactly. I thought they started today. Let's just start mock drafting for no reason.
Okay.
Well, I already told you who goes number 1. So who's
Jay Cutler?
Who do you think? Well, Andy's pick in the KSL is now been confirmed as Jay Cutler.
That
nobody
correct.
Else is going to pick him. So he automatically gets Jay Cutler.
No,
Jay. And also, for the Teen Titans.
Do you remember I get to pick his first 3 picks? So
we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull the audio first. Because you said that if I'm
going to pull it
I've,
so that
I've
there is no physical evidence of it?
Not yet. I will pull it. And if it turns out that I was right, Aaron said that if you get 9th, I'll not even pick
and
someone.
Oh, me.
I just got to remember which episode that is, so I guess I have to start listening to him.
Below.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, douche?
Yeah, actually,
Nanage.
Yes.
I'm going to... So, first of all, Andy, you actually won something this year. Did you know that?
What?
What did I win?
The League Pick'ems. You got them. All, you got it right. Congratulations.
That's right.
Wow.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
I'm making him look.
It's not... You're not undefeated... But you won the League Pick'ems. Congratulations.
That's
you tied mine and Doug's record from last year, but you have yet to beat Kevin's record of 55, so suck it.
Whatever. 49 and 41. I got 2 on week 16 right, which I was pretty proud of.
So did I.
2 out of 4. Congratulations.
Wait, Dave, did you pick yourself to lose?
Yes, I did. I was... I did. Did you know that the only person to get all 6 right in 1 week was Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he actually got the next 4 in a row after that, too. So he was like 10-0
Mm-hmm. I did tie for third, so
and
I came
he
back.
Still shit the bed at 45-45.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had I not picked myself for the first 7 weeks, you know, I might have won this.
You know what? Boardman actually had a good winning percentage with one.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Did he pick himself that week?
I think he picked himself that week.
No, I think he picked whoever he was playing.
So, Nanigan.
Yes.
You are currently at 173 for NFL pick'ems. There are 11 games left. If you get 8 of those correct, then you tie the record. 9, you win. And you'll have the best record in NFL pick'ems in KSL history.
Yes.
First things first, are you gonna beat the record?
Not likely, no. The games in the playoffs are too hard to pick. They're kind of a 50-50 toss up. So I'll be lucky to get 500 during the playoffs.
And then the second question is, you're currently only 3 down, or I'm sorry, Doug is only 3 down from you.
Yep.
Is Doug gonna catch you?
It's possible. It's possible. I just got to figure out who Doug's going to pick. I don't actually need to pick who the winner of the game's going to be. I just need to pick who Doug's going to pick.
So I'm actually trying to look it up. Who are the 4 teams that are playing this weekend?
Dallas and the Lions, Arizona and Carolina. Was it Cincy is playing Cincy. Indy, and Baltimore. Then the Ravens are playing Pittsburgh
Steelers. Yeah.
Yep.
So out of those 4 games, Dave, since you have the lead, I will let you pick first. Who do you think is going to win, Cardinals or Panthers?
That's tough. Cardinals, probably.
Okay, I will go Panthers. No, actually, I legitimately think the Panthers will win that game.
Oh, really?
But you say it on the podcast. Guess what Dave's going to do now?
You never know.
He's going to pick Carolina.
No. Official rules are you have to pick who you're going to. This is the podcast, therefore it's been said. If anything else, I'm calling collusion.
You know, there's injuries that can happen between now and then. And
That is,
yeah,
that is
it
true.
It could be drug bus. You never know.
Switches.
You never know. Newton might get hit by a truck or something.
Yeah,
stranger things have happened.
Yes. So, then let's go into the next one. Ravens, Steelers.
He said, oh boy.
Oh boy. Steelers? I don't know. That's a tough one.
I think Steelers. That was probably going to be one of the toughest ones.
I'm going to say Steelers.
All right. So, you guys cancel each other out there.
So, cancel another round. Bengals, Colts.
Where's that one at?
That's Indy.
It's in Indy?
Yeah,
I go with the Colts.
I might go Bengals.
Yeah, these are so tough to pick.
So if you take Colts, I'll go Bengals. And then Lions, Cowboys.
That one's easy. That's Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is too.
That one's in Dallas too, I think.
Yep, it's in Dallas. Yeah,
the Lions really needed to win that game last week.
And Sue is out too because he stepped on Rodgers. By the way, what did you guys think about Sue stepping on Rodgers? Do you think that was legit that he did it or?
Oh, absolutely.
You think
it was against Aaron Rodgers?
The first step wasn't. He was pushed and he stepped on him and whatever. But the second one, he like knew that he was on his leg and he like lifted his other foot up, put all 300 pounds on it.
That was against Aaron Rodgers, you said, right?
Yeah, but when you watch
it. Oh, then it was totally an accident.
totally an accident. When you watch it on slow-mo.
You guys are vilifying him because he is such a passionate player for the game, and he just he didn't see where he was stepping.
Okay, if you see
it,
well,
he
slow
didn't do
motion,
any real damage to Rodgers. Therefore, it's not with intent.
But if you watch when he does it in slow motion, it looks like it's done with intent. But when it's at game speed, I didn't notice it. I don't know if that's
exactly
me being a Bears fan, or if it's just me. Like, what's going on here? Or if it's because I dislike Aaron Rodgers.
That's why.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to congratulate Doug and also Steve. They actually got the most picks in a week. And that number was 14 twice. Doug did it in week 15 and Steve did it in week 12. So congratulations to both players.
That's in the NFL.
That's what
pick-ems?
I do.
That's in the pick 'em. That's the most.
Yeah.
And of course, the least goes out to Captain Amazing, who in week four, he got 4.
That was a tough week. The highest score that week was 7.
Yes, yeah.
That was tough. That was a tough week.
Lots of
and
upset.
Who got 7 that week? Oh, yeah, that's right, me.
About 3, 4.
Yeah, nine. So, yeah. No, Kevin got 5. Yeah. That's hilarious. That week 4 stunk. Gosh, so is there anything else you want to add to so we can close the books on the 2014 season?
Rule changes.
Well,
yes, Andy, we need to talk about rule changes first. Let's start with the champion, Dave Nanigay.
Yes.
What type of changes would you like to see for the 2015 season? If any.
He's pulling out notes.
I had some notes here.
No, here comes that list again.
There was sort of a discrepancy between the number of rushing modifiers versus receiving modifiers.
Mm.
There was 208 receivers hit the 100-yard mark. And the running backs, their mark is 125. Only 46 players hit that.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's kind of a...
Well, the plan right now is to change it to 1, 2, and 3 for rushing and receiving.
So, do you know how many running backs got 300 yards this year, Andy?
None.
Oh, really? So, why would you change it to 1, 2, and 3?
How many wide receivers got 300 yards this year?
Probably none.
Probably none.
Exactly. Let's make it so that if they hit that mark, then. It's just an option. We can always change it later.
I'm going to just throw an idea out there.
How about if they hit that mark, it's an automatic win for the week?
I'm going to just throw this out.
Blow job
guys. I that if see you get 300 think. Yards, it's going to be anyway.
I know.
So for running backs, 100, 150, 200, and have it be 3, 3, and 6 points. What do you guys think about that?
I'm fine with that.
That sounds pretty good.
I'd be okay with that.
Because it's the same as the 1-2 with then, wide receivers.
What about for quarterbacks? You want to go 3, 4, 5?
I think quarterbacks, I would almost leave that as is.
That's pretty good.
But yeah. For wide receivers, we should probably talk about that. Do we do the same? Do we do 1, 2, 250 like it is right now and have that be 3, 3, and 6?
Are you talking about for points? Points is fine. I think points, if we did across the board where the modifier is 3, 3, and 6, that's fine.
Yeah.
How about just leave it the same with both 3, 3, 6 with the being the modifier being 1, 150, and 2?
How do stat corrections work? No, that's what I'm saying. So for quarterback, wide receiver, running back, make it so it's all 3, 3, and 6. That's the modifiers. So the most you can get for a modifier is 12 points.
And both of them start at 100 yards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be 100, 100, and then 300.
What? 100,
100,
what? And 300?
For quarterbacks, it'll be 300. Then wide receiver running back will be 100.
You go 100, and then 150, 200.
Wait, Aaron, what? Say it again for running backs. 100?
100, 150, 200.
Okay, and then for wide receivers?
It would be 100, 200, 250.
Okay.
Because that's what it's at right now.
And, of course, QBs 3, 4, and 5.
I think only one quarterback hit the 500 mark this year. Roethlisberger.
That's probably, yeah. I think he did that twice in a row.
What about the return yards? It seemed like
that's changing. We'll change the return yards for defense to 300. Well, we can change it like 300, 400, 500.
Because see, right now,
is there any way to change it so that team defenses don't get the modifier, but individual players could?
Yeah, we can remove it from the defense.
Because I think right now the individual player has to get what 150?
A 150
to get a modifier. Okay, or is that?
I have no problem with return yards for defensive teams or return touchdowns for defensive teams. I'm not liking the return yards for defensive teams.
Because that one week, the Bears had like a shit ton of yards. But they like lost really bad to Green Bay.
Well, the only reason I beat Aaron is because the modifiers.
Right.
Because
right.
I think it's like every 25 or 50 points you get a point.
Because they gave up so many touchdowns that they had like 10 returns or something.
Yep, they just kept returning over and over again.
That was ridiculous.
Yep, I know, I remember.
Hey, well, you Aaron, should blame Mason Crosby for not being able to kick it out of the end zone.
So, Aaron, just out of curiosity, since we play each other twice over the next few years, is it going to be do we play each other three times then at some point?
No,
twice.
So the way that it works, Andy, and I actually have this. If you take a look at the A Cup within Q1 Sports,
it goes if it's 1-1, it goes to whoever has the most points, right?
Exactly.
Yep,
that is correct.
So how do tiebreakers work for us?
Can you explain that?
Yeah,
I would like to explain an explanation for that tiebreaking rule.
Oh, well, if you would like to hear that, then you can rewind back 20 seconds and listen to Andy explain it.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, but I wasn't paying attention when Andy speaks, especially when I download and listen. So
you do the fast forward. You're like, oh.
Every time my voice comes up, seconds. It just, yeah.
Yeah, I just mute.
Oh, gosh.
I know when I'm speaking, and that's the most important.
So,
what about changing a team defensive points? Is there any interest in that at all?
Well, I thought that was pretty good this year.
Yeah, it's better than it has been.
It seemed like even when St. Louis went off against me that one week, but they had a shutout and got like a zillion sacks and a fumble and touchdowns, and I believe they earned it. So.
Yeah, and I think for something like that, for example, you know, it was a 70-point performance, but it was an actual 70-point performance, just like when Roethlisberger threw for 6 touchdowns, 500 yards, that is a 60-point performance. So, you know, he deserves that. For team defenses, you know, I would say that was fine. I didn't know if there was – I know a couple years back when we had moved down to 30 points, there was talks about what it would be for 3 points, because I think right now it goes from 30 to 50. Teen, right?
I think we need to eliminate JJ Watt.
Yeah. No. Well, whatever JJ Watt gets, we'll just divide by 2. How's that sound?
Hey. Is there any way to change it? So if
no, because the first pick with the draft is going to be JJ Watt.
Is there any way to change it if, like, the defensive team they score a touchdown and then you get knocked down 15 points when the extra point gets kicked?
We can't change that.
You can't change like the first modifier. Like,
no,
you
know,
like,
unfortunately, we can't. No. In a previous league that we played in, we were able to do that where it had to be at least 2 points. But
right. That'd be bad.
Unfortunately, it's one of those things. Sucks.
Well, what about? I mean, just spitballing. I mean, obviously, we can shoot anything down. Right now, 30 points. It's 0 points is 30. 1 to 6 is 15. 7 to 13 is 5. Would we want to do 30, 20, 10?
I was thinking more of a negative at the higher end.
Yeah.
So 35 you plus, you would
points,
say negative 10?
You should get negatives.
We can say, what is it at, -7 right now?
-6.
We can bump it up to -10.
See, what I don't understand is, like, if you give up 1 point, you go down 15.
I know.
And then once it gets up to the higher ones, like once you go over 35, it only knocks you down, like, what, 3 points?
Yeah, that's
like it should knock you down more when you give up that many.
It's meant for if you if a field goal is kicked or two field goals are kicked. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for, you know, like defense runs it back and the extra point screws you over.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of those crappy things that happens.
So just like I said, spitballing, instead of right now it's 30, 15, 5, 1, 0, -3, -6, 30, 20, 10, 5, 0. -5, -10.
If it goes to that, yeah. Because if it's if it's if it's 28, then it's -5. Then it's -10. If it's if it's 35, yeah. With the return yardage modifiers at 100, 200, 300, I guess it wouldn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's something we'll discuss.
We'll think about.
Yeah, we'll discuss it on a future show, of course.
Yeah.
So Brian, that was your thoughts on anything else you want to talk about, Brian?
I want two quarterbacks.
In the flex, you want a quarterback now? You want Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck?
Hell yes. For just me. Everybody else gets no quarterback.
Okay. So, Doug, your thoughts?
On the KSL, no, I think we basically covered everything. I mean, 2015 champion Doug Hahn. I think that was mentioned in the title.
One of the weeks, yeah. We'll see. You have a tough division.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You got
Brian, Eric, and Joe.
Oh, that's right. Hoofter is in my team, or in my division. So
is on your team.
So that Hoofter would be a little.
Hoofter's
yeah, he's on my team.
All right,
underperformed.
And Dave, do you have any last thoughts?
Can I move to a different division, please?
You have a very competitive division right now.
I think it's rigged.
You know what's funny, actually?
Collusion between you names? Two.
Who pulled these names out of the hat? Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you guys see how many targets Odell Beckham had this last week? 21.
Wow. Jesus.
21?
21. He was 12.
Hey, do they want to ruin their future?
For targets, we need receivers to get a point per target.
Oh my god! Where do you think Beckham will go in the draft next year?
Two points per catch.
Second round.
Beckham, yep. Second round.
I think he still stays first round. Maybe.
What receivers would you take above him?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Dez Bryant.
I think Dez. Demaryius Thomas.
Calvin.
I think Calvin Johnson will be. He'll probably go before him, but it'll be close.
Well, Aaron will definitely pick him first round.
Yeah, not this time. Not this time around.
Mm. Well, then Oberg will.
That jackass.
I'm hoping some people that have to pick their draft will pick lower than seventh so I can move up.
Hold on a second. I just got a text message from Johnny.
Uh-oh.
He says,
and I quote,
"I want to thank 86 Productions and Section 86 for hosting and editing the podcast." Hey, if you need some hosting, HostGator, and use the coupon code Section8686, and you'll save some awesome deals. So, Aaron, your thoughts?
Who's in the background at Aaron's?
Sorry, I was playing with some pillows.
So, Aaron, your thoughts?
How do tiebreakers work?
And my thoughts are, it was a great season. We have a new champion, first-time champion, the 2014 KSL champion, Mr. Dave Nanigay. And, well, anyway, so let's call it our season finale, right?
Yep.
All right. So
until next season.
Okay. So first of all, I want to thank all the players in the league, and I want to thank everyone who joined us for the show this week. So for Doug Hahn, Brian Chateet, Aaron Hughes, Dave Nanigay, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. So, Dave.
When will we get to the end of tiebreakers?
Dave, I'm going to let you have the last word. Is there anything that you want to, like, tease someone about, or just as long as it does not deal with Marshawn Lynch?
No, this is a good year. I was surprised to win the championship, and I'm looking forward to another fine year in the KSL league.
Dave, is KSL the greatest fantasy football league ever?
It is. It's the very greatest fantasy league ever.
Hey, Dave, you did something also really interesting this year. Something that Johnny says that he's done, but he hasn't done it in both. Johnny is an elite champion,
uh-huh. But
you are also the KSL champion and the Elite League champion.
That is true. That is true. And I will soon be the NFL Pick'ems champion. And I think I was co-champion in Survivor. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
but that's a co-champion.
That's
But that's a champion with me. And I am a surviving champion. And I have the chance to beat you in Pick'em still this year, so I can be a Pick'em and Survivor champion. In the same year.
Could happen.
Hey, don't worry. You lose to 0-7 teams in the KSL.
That is true.
I took down the champion.
I'm the tag team champion.
I'm the tag team champion.
I am the KSL champion. Right there.
Oh, captain.
Temporarily.
Captain.
You just hold on to that belt till I take it next year.
Yeah, can you keep it warm for me? I already have two of them anyway, so.
You don't want a third.
Don't worry, I'll win it.
I can't wait to be the first time, three-time champion.
Yeah, you keep thinking that.
So how bad is it going to hurt when I become the first three-time champion who wins it three times in a row?
Ooh.
You'll be the three-peat?
I will be the three-peat. I'm going Jordan on you, and then I'll retire, only to come back a couple years later. So-